なたはデイビッド・リー・ロスとつながっています。爆発する覚悟はできてる？6時のロスディレクト。
Live in the studio, bit on beyond, get up.
Roth Radio. That I live, baby. Play it, be young, be bad, be young. Shit, I'm all right. Worldwide. All right. David Lee Roth here. Worldwide, baby. DavidLeeRoth.com. I don't know. What's a good way to start off the show here? I was just listening to JV and Elvis here, and they were talking about the methamphetamine epidemic, you know, and everybody's, you know, routinely you get the personalities on the radio, the individuals on the television who go, well, from what I read, you know, and from what I'm told and, you know, the things that I've seen on television, and gee, did you see the picture here? I just go online that in my party days, I did my entire body weight in blow. If you have a drug question, I can answer it from personal experience, man. Things have tapered off, but the memory is still there. If there's any kind of issue as far as, you know, how these things work or what they do to people or the impact they have on the rhythm section, oh. That a prime wake up. Friday.
Look at Animal.
Yeah, man. Be Young got me going this morning, man. Keep it going, Brian. Yeah, you go, baby. Yeah.
Hey, we got some serious guests coming here. David Lee here. Coming up. Let me get my glasses one time. That's the effects. All the blood rushed to my eyes, man. We got coming up at 8 o'clock, Lloyd Kaufman, head of Troma Studios. You know, Toxic Avenger, right. Romeo and Juliet, Terror Firmer, and the soon-to-be-released Poultrygeist. I wonder what Pamela Anderson is going to think of this. Poultry. The Poultrygeist.
Chicken today, baby,
because he's going to be dropping in at 8 o'clock. Troma Studios, as you know, has been around for a while, 30 years, and this is the one that Blockbuster has never carried. Blockbuster has never carried Troma Studio films. We're going to find out why. Where else would you find out why? David Lee Roth's Tinky Bunker, where the debris meets the sea. Sometimes we do get the good ones here. Don't forget, also coming in at 9 o'clock this morning. We live in a stripper nation, and I think we have brought the drum majorette here. Her name is Sheila Kelly, and she's the developer of S-Factor, an extensive workout for women that allows them to empower their sexuality. I don't even have to finish reading this, man.
That's right.
Okay. Let me cut to the crash here. What happened is I came home to my house in Pasadena. Look at Brian's smile. He senses there's danger around the next corner. That's why he signed up. That's why we bother getting up this early. I come home to my house in Pasadena, California, and at the time, my sister was living over the garage. My sister Lisa, who was here for a week, a few weeks ago, okay? And Lisa, as you know, has been a nutritionist, a fitness guru, spiritual advisor, general philosophy. She's a vice president at the Great Record Company, etc. And I drove home, and she wasn't home, but I saw that in the little front room that you can see from the parking area behind my house was a stripper pole.
Oh, in a good way, baby.
Look at Brian plays the stripper. He makes the stripper face. It only sounds as good as when you can see the face. That's a stripper face. You got to make like the F word. What you do is you do like the F word, and you take your lower lip like you're going to say, no, you don't finish the word because it's just an endless F. You're doing it in your car right now. Do it right now. Go ahead, turn up the music here. Just do. Oh. And I said to my sister, what are you doing? Because, you know, I grew up in a generation that says, like Chris Rock says, don't let your sisters grow up and wind up on the pole. That could happen, right? But it turns out that this is now the happening coolest thing going. And I was discussing on the way up here, you know, I was in the car and I'm coming up, you know, do the gig here. And he says, what do you think is going on? You know, as a fellow, Italian fellow, you know, Brooklyn style, you know, and he's old school. And he says, what's with these gals? And I says, I think I know what's going on. I says, where else can you go if you really are the girl next door? Where can you go if you're the woman next door, right? What if you're 20 pounds overweight, like most of us? What if you're 30 pounds overweight, like most of us, whatever? Where else are you going to go and be able to put on a skin-tight, vacuum-packed leotard and act like a complete slut? I mean, like in a good way, man.
How's that? Yeah, man.
And I'm gonna be asking, because I know that these gals, they go after this. Okay, Lisa has since described it to me. She has resisted any sort of presentation. And I haven't asked, and I'm not going there. But from what I'm told, this is a full-on exercise routine, and everybody gets good and warmed up, and that there are some 20 people, I think, 20, 30 people in each given thing, and they set up temporary poles. You can get a pole. A lot of little ears are perking up here. You can get a pole that actually you can move from ceiling to ceiling, or hotel room to hotel room, as the case may be. But evidently, I think Sheila is the developer of this. It's the S Factor. And she found this when evidently she was doing a film for Dancing at the Blue Iguana. Animal, have you ever seen Dancing at the Blue Iguana? Do you know the film?
No, I don't know the film. I know the film, but I hadn't seen the movie yet.
Okay, yeah. because if you saw the film, you would know exactly where they were talking about. This was all researched and developed at my favorite watering hole.
Yes, it was.
Okay, it was all developed and researched, and most of the characters of the girls are actually girls that I have, well, these are still allegations, nothing's ever been demonstrated in court, but you're going to recognize when you see the Blue Iguana, which girl was based on who. I'm not going to name the names because Animal and I know exactly. There's like half a dozen girls. There's the one with the long black hair who was the ballet performer for a long time. You know who I'm talking about.
Okay.
And then there's the one that I was always hanging with. It was really achingly skinny. Okay. A gal from down south, actually. She's like Greensboro kind of a thing. She's a sweetheart and everything. And that's the character that Daryl Hannah performs on. Okay.
Yeah. But you know that Daryl Hannah came to our club and rehearsed for like 2 or 3 months for that job, and nobody knew who she was. Everybody thought she was a Daryl Hannah lookalike, but nobody knew it was the real deal. Man.
That's right. And we're talking about the famous club that's on La Brea and Sunset. It's Crazy Girls. And you gave me some shout out from Gino, who owns Crazy Girls. Well, he doesn't own it, but he's been operating it for many years.
Yeah, it's just like he owned it.
Oh, he's the major face. Did you know Gino used to be a drummer in a band?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And if I'm not mistaken, thinking that was Come and Get Your Love, was that song. But turn off the music here. The guy who owns the club where we always hang out did the drums on that song that goes, come and get your love, come and get your love. Come and get your love now. You remember that tune? Put it back up, Fudge, there. They'd rather hear Jeff Beck in the background than me. Anyways, this is Sheila Kelly coming in at 9 o'clock this morning. She invented the S Factor, the extensive workout that I'm going to say strip tease, okay? I wonder if lap dance is like an advanced element of striptease, or is it an entry level? No pun intended. Oh, wait a minute. It says here Sheila was, she produced, co-starred, and co-wrote the film. Okay, so she's going to know virtually every single play that we know.
Yes, she is.
back in Los Angeles. This is going to be me. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of folks are listening in L.A. To this on the internet here. We're on DavidLeeRoth.com, by the way, and we've already got the emails. What, if people line up? This is like the opening of a Star Wars episode, the first day. Everybody lines up when we show up here at 5:15 in the morning. Well, you know, we don't show up. We miraculously appear. The emails are already waiting for us. St. Catharines, Canada, Pipersville, Pennsylvania, Savannah, Ohio. Wait a minute, that's the porn star who's coming in on Monday, man, is it? Mexico. Danville, Illinois. Yonkers, New York, baby. Okay, here we go. Medina Creative. That was a great way to start off the show. The best yelling opening yet. Dave Freeforming with B. Young. Go for it, baby. Swing on that bass. Priorities here. S Factor's workout utilizes sexual dance techniques to help women get into shape while also letting women discover their inner selves. I'm going to ask her a lot of questions about the inner self of the woman next door. Once you get her into something shrink-wrapped, vacuum-packed, like what I've been wearing on stage for the last 30 years. And I am wearing my best combat spandex as we speak. You can't see it. We're on the radio, but your filthy little imagination, I'm certain, will lead the way north as usual. By the way, we are on heightened alert. Sasha, wherever you are, I want you to know you're the reason why. Love it! But if you want to know what's going through your girlfriend's mind, really, if you want to know what's going through your wife's mind, really, then I think that Sheila Kelly, who's coming in at 9 o'clock, is going to be the one. She's doing the stripper class. Where else does the girl next door get to go and act out whatever erotic fantasy? Because it's different when you say to a girl, come on, baby, dance for me. Agreed? Animal, you've done that, right? Of course. I don't mean in a professional environment. Why do I laugh when I say a professional environment?
Because David Lee Roth, baby, you do whatever.
I guess wherever I am is a professional environment.
That's what I was trying to say right there.
A parking lot's considered a professional environment in our business, huh?
Yeah, we done had some fun in the parking lot before, Dave.
You know what? And I know that some of you listening to me right now are thinking, Roth, you're a whore. Hey, you're doing business with me right now. What does that make you, baby? And once again, you know, it looks like Sheila Kelly, she's coming in at 9. She is our, I don't know what she calls this. It's the developer of S Factor. Maybe that's striptease factor. My mind's like a steel box. Nothing gets in, man. But I'm wondering if she's going to create, I mean, not create, but re-empower women to the point where we create a nation of women who are going to be able to take this vibe out into the street. I'm all for that. I like strong gals. You dig? I like confrontational gals. I like aggressive. I like wise. I like witty. I like, you know, engage, like in chess. Engage, engage, engage. You follow? And I wonder if she's going to kind of empower folks like that. Because if she does, then in the future, Lloyd Kaufman, who is our guest at 8 o'clock, head of Troma Studios, is going to have just that much more to film, right? Mm. In fact, if you have to work out, you might as well work it. I think this is the official thing that they put out for S-Factor. That's the theory behind S-Factor, a new aerobics option coming to New York this month. In fact, why don't I just use my commercial voice? This pole dancing striptease aerobics class led by actress Sheila Kelly will leave you sore in all the right places. I'm reading right off the copy. This is genius. If she wrote it, all the more is her achievement. This will leave you sore in all the right places, but maybe just a little ashamed to talk to your mother in the morning. Well, I hope you don't wake up next to your mom. Sorry, Well, I'm not sorry. The class already is popular. Okay, I didn't realize that there were so many faces and celebs that were already involved in this, because we see them all. Animal, you were the director of security over at the Crazy Girls for how many summers?
Oh, man, about 5 or 6 summers, man. I've seen a lot of shit go down.
Okay, well, he's keeping it real. Seen a lot of stuff go down. Have you seen some of these faces? Because some of the people who are going to the S-Factor pole dancing strip tease, whatever you call this, I'm not sure. She'll share it with us. People like Terry Hatcher. Have you seen Jennifer Aniston come through the halls there? You've seen everybody. Everybody from Sting to Pink comes through there, right?
Yeah, just about everybody that's about anything come through Crazy Girls, man.
Okay. Melanie Griffith? Why am I not surprised about that? She's always had a little dangerous streak in her background.
Yeah.
Did you ever see her in the movie Celebrity by Woody Allen, one of Woody Allen's pictures? Great movie. And she plays the part of a, well, she plays an actress, you know, and she's always had a little bit of a colorful background in there. This is going to be very interesting. I think they may have even shot some of the scenes at the Crazy Girls.
Did. Yeah, they did.
Oh, you already know about? Tell me what you know about this. Tell me what you know about this.
Well, it was when they were shooting it and everything, it was like they're supposed to have been finished about 7:30 because we usually open up at 8. When I got there, this guy wouldn't let me in. I like, hold up, homie, this is my house. What you mean I can't get in? So and so I walked on in. They were trying to stop me, man. So it caused a big confusion up there that night, man. But I went in the back like a gentleman and chilled till they finished. And
so nobody got shot?
Not that night.
Well, that's why you're not a rap star, man. How long did it take to make the movie The Blue Iguana? I've seen it several times. I've seen it like 4 times, actually. How long were they in there to make a picture? Like, is this considered?
They usually come in about, like, we close up about, like, 2 in the morning. They'll come in about 3:30, 4 o'clock, and they would shoot till we get back the next day or something.
Have people used this for videos? Have I not seen the stage in videos of Crazy Girls?
Madonna shot her first video in there off one album, but her and Gino. But when I bust in on her video, she kind of like cut Gino out for punishment out of the video, man.
Okay, but what video did Madonna make there?
I can't. It's the one when she it was part cartoon and was part, you know, like realistic.
Well, that's her whole career, Animal. Come on, man. Anyway, great guests coming up. And this is not the very first of the striptease nation, I call it. And I say that with all due respect. As you can tell, I'm on heightened alert, and this is probably why. But I think that I'm trying to remember what was the article I just read recently. Oh, there's one that I think it's Crunch Gym or some such where you walk in high heels. Stop looking at me that way, Animal. But women line up for it. Evidently, this is an athletic skill. I know that it's an art form for a girl to walk in high heels because I've seen it done well and I've seen it done really poorly, you know. And that reminds me of my own moral bias because many of you are reaching for the volume and you're turning this up to go, but Dave, how do you fit into the striptease nation? No pun intended. Look, I've done stuff I regret. I've done stuff I really regret. But I did it all superbly.
David Lee Roth on 92.3 Free FM.
Estás conectada a David Lee Roth. Prepárate para conducir. Roth, directo. 6 a.m. You are connected to David Lee Roth. Prepare for combustion. Roth, direct. 6 a.m.
Okay. It's Friday. It's the third day of the weekend. It's anything could happen weekend. I've expanded it from the original Mickey Mouse Club format to include 3 full days in case you don't get it right on the first day. Because stripper class is coming up at 9 o'clock. I don't know. I feel that I have probably an edge on you guys in that I've gotten most of my best moves from the stripper nation over the years. I hope I don't want to burst your bubble here. You may have thought that I took dance lessons. No. You may have thought that I read a book. I've read many, but nothing about dancing, clearly. Stop looking at me that way, animal. I can read thought bubbles.
See them bubble thoughts all up over my head. Huh?
Living testimony that white people cannot dance. Roth Radio. But I get it from, I frequently attend the fine art of dance in many of our finest drinking establishments here. My favorite here is Scores, of course. You know, that's a face place. The VIP lounge here and our office, the equivalent of the Bada Bing. Anybody who's ever seen The Sopranos? Then you know what Crazy Girls is all about. That's our version of Bada Bing. It's not just about the girls on the stage. It's everything else that happens, you know, in all the seats and everything there. And routinely, when I have business meetings, I know that the club is going to be completely empty about 5-6 o'clock when they first open up, and we go to the captain's table, I call it, on the side of the bar, where when you walk in the front door, you can't see all the way down the bar and onto the other side there. And then if nobody's in there, Gino lets me smoke a cigarette while I conduct my business. See, that's the same table that they gave to Sting the other day, right?
Yeah, that's the right same one they gave to Sting, your spot, man.
Do you know that more $20 bills have been spent at that single table, the captain's table, than the gross national income from most emerging young African nations? I'm absolutely convinced of this. I personally have put that much into a G-string with my right hand. It boggles the mind. It's mind roasting, babe. And I'm going to floss my teeth with your G-string, America. Roth Radio, New York, Philadelphia, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland. I've got my work cut out for me. The profound New York sound with the California reach around. Hello, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach. Look at Hutch. He's stunned.
I'm waiting to see Animal dance.
Oh, man. You know I can move, baby. You know
Do
that.
You think she's going to actually... We have Sheila Kelly coming in at 9 o'clock. And I wonder... She's... Look, I got all excited when Elizabeth Haight, who is also coming up on Monday, we have her as our, I call her our guiding light, okay? She says it's a relationship. I just nod in assent because it makes her happy. That's my version of a relationship. But she's back for the third time, so I guess it is a kind of a relationship, my kind of relationship. And, you know, we were talking, you know what, I forget my point. Turn up the music, man. Okay, I remember it. Is Sheila was talking about women who have become vibrator dependent. You know, we deal with only the priority issues here. Iraq, global economy, world peace, vibrators, you know, whatever you're going to have to deal with on a daily basis. Hopefully. And, you know, I thought she was going to demonstrate for us, frankly. You know, she's a very intelligent, really clever, really dynamic. She's a great-looking gal, too. So I said, you know, I told him, turn the heat up in the studio here and get a big plastic tarp. And, you know, I was a little disappointed. However, maybe when Sheila Kelly comes in, she's going to be able to show us some of, you know, what the girls are paying for here. Because evidently this stuff works. You know, I'm not going to say how old my sister is, but the limo driver knew. Evidently, she told him. If Lisa chooses to tell the free world, you know, how old she is, that's her God-given thing. I'll go on record here, and you guys can nod yes or no. She looks 30. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. She looks great. Yes, she
okay.
Great hair.
Okay. Well, he thought she was even younger. The limo driver thought she was even younger, the fellow who drove her to the airport after she did the show with us a few weeks ago. Okay. And I think that... Well, this is living testimonial to that S Factor actually works. And when Sheila Kelly comes in at 9 o'clock, then maybe we can get her to do a few of the moves and see how that impacts animals' metabolism. What do you think?
Oh, man, it's going to be great. I can't wait till she get here. I'm getting fired up, man. But, you know, like I say, because I've seen girls come in and see their bodies in like 3 months. I see a big change in it. So it actually works.
Wait a minute. You see a big change in what, big
her
boy?
Muscles. You know, her arms get more defined. Like they have the flare behind their the arms, it actually tightens up and go away from pulling on that pole all the time. This one girl, I like, "You working out?" She said, "No, it's the pole." I like, wow, it's working, you know.
So, oh, definitely does. I've examined some of these girls up very closely, meter by meter, inch by inch, and I can testify from having been there, every single point on the map, I can tell you, benefits from this.
Yeah.
And the spiritual that attaches itself to it, because you got to think there's a big difference between perhaps lifting weights and doing push-ups. I mean,
yeah,
push-ups is our job. But as far as being able to kind of empower yourself, I guess that's the best possible word, that everybody's got some kind of feelings. I just saw the movie about Kinsey last night, who did the sex report back in the 50s or the 40s, whatever that was. And, you know, his discovery is that the girl next door was way, 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 way wilder than you ever thought she was. Okay? And you combine that kind of a thing, being able to be the real you, along with hanging upside down to some loud, popular black music of the day, it's bound to have a positive impact, you know.
It'll definitely make your legs real strong, man, because I see some big girls, they just go up that pole and lock, and it's like, how do they do that? They got glue on them or something? So it definitely make your legs very strong.
She's going to crush your little kidneys with those knees.
I could put a coconut in her legs and just crack it.
You know, put your little coconut head between her knees and crush it like a melon, baby.
Baby's already cracked.
Anyways, before we get down to the business of stripping and music, and we're going to do both because it is the weekend, thank you, Dave, for the kind words this morning about House Industries from Andy Cruz. That's the book that I gave you yesterday, Animal, of all the different type faces.
I was in it all night last night, man, creating and stuff, but... Like you told me, I have to add my little touch to what they have, and I was doing that. I came up with some cool stuff, I think.
Okay, what Animal's talking about is that he's a cartoonist. He works with pen and ink, and what I gave him was a book from HouseIndustries.com, which is all the best typefaces, everything that it accesses kind of a historical a little bit, which is attractive to me, but it all looks hyper-modern. So when it's like classic Vegas, it's classic. When it's classic country western, classic. When they've got really modern version of 1960s James Bond meets whatever, again, it's got a little bit of the history, a little bit of the future. And I gave Animal the book here, and I said I don't think they would mind. This is the materials that we use sometimes for the website, and you can buy the whole collection of House Industry typefaces. And I maintain that if you pick the right typeface, you don't even have to speak English to know what homeboy's writing about. I got a great typeface that's called Latino or Rumba, something like that. And you don't even have to know what it says. You just start having fun when you see it. And I'm sure that after listening to our program here, that they're equally as culturally deprived and spiritually demented. And they may actually come up with a striptease font or an animal font in your name. Because this is Animal's House. We only work here. All my name is David Lee Roth. And we're 866-313-3733. B. Young is being bad in the background here. Most people don't know that he's playing the guitar live every day we got here. Actually, it's after hours for us. And we call this track blasting. Blast away, brother. Blast. And at 8 o'clock, coming up alarmingly soon, is the head of one of my favorite movie companies, head of Troma Studios, Lloyd Kaufman. 8 o'clock here. Are you familiar with The Toxic Avenger? Hutch, do you know The Toxic Avenger at all?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. I can't say that I know it in depth, but...
Well, this is the kind of material...
Minimal toxicity.
I'm semi-toxic. this is the kind of material that a lot of independent productions ascend to. But a lot of independent productions aren't really independent. When you start talking about $15 million budgets and stars who have, so to speak, faces to maintain, you're never going to get the real story out of Tom Cruise's wife. You're never going to get the real story from Jennifer Aniston, because she's created a character off the film, off stage, that she is equally as much pretending to present to us, okay? The characters and the... A lot of the people who are working here are true artists. And what you'll see and what we'll hear about here from Tromo Studios is a lot of famous names, people like De Niro and De Palma, Matt Stone and Trey Parker from, South Park? Oh, yeah. These are names who have all been associated with Tromo Films here. And it was when they were all headed north. That's what I call it. You know, we get a lot of distractions. The friction of time is what the military strategist Clausewitz call it. I call it wives, kids, a car that needs more gas than we planned, a house to put the car in, a stereo for the car, a bigger stereo for the car. Well, I got caught with my girlfriend by my wife listening to the stereo in the car. Now I need a lawyer. This is friction. Hutch, go to a break. I'm going to call my attorney.
David Lee Roth, 92.3 Free FM.
You are tuned directly to David Lee Roth. How about a little fire, Scarecrow? Sie haben sich direkt zu David Lee Roth dazugeschaltet. Wie wäre es mit etwas Feuer, Vogelscheuche? Get up. Everyone in the back, move forward. I feel good. You look good. You guys are amazing. Let's go.
Brian, you just made it from a name. We started off with B. Period Young, because your name is Brian Young, right? And now the emails have promoted you. I didn't even know this was a conspiracy. They had another meeting without me. Not entirely unusual. Not exactly headlines here, but you've been promoted, man. You are now a virtual insistence. It's B.E. Young, like be young. Man, you could sell your name to like a soda pop company or something. Man, watch what happens when I give the command. Watch, ready? Be young. Get up, man. Yeah. See what happens?
Yeah.
Hey, you keep this up, and you could get an exclamation point with that name. Oh yeah. But this is Animal's house. We're going to have to get his permission as well. You're looking sharp, man.
You got
the Puerto Rican thing going there now.
Man. You know, I had to improve my look a little bit, man.
When you've got people like Sheila Kelly and the fellas from Tromo Studios coming down here.
I'm anxious to see if she remembered me from Crazy Girl.
Oh, man. I bet you she will. I bet you she absolutely will. Okay. We have a 50-year-old stripper on the phone here, 866-313-3733. And I want to address or virtually undress the stripper nation. we're gonna deconstruct what I think is happening to the country, and I think I love it. I'm not sure though. Go ahead, put her on the phone there, Hutch. One time, are you there, Pam?
Yeah, I'm here.
Wow, listen to that voice.
Are you 50?
I think you and I have something in common. Were you born in 55?
Well, it depends in what tri-state area. Hot stuff.
Indiana 55.
Right? Yeah, I was actually in Bloomington.
You're the same age I am then.
God, I love the tone. I've always maintained that the sexiest part of the human body is the ear, because my words are digging into you already.
Oh, really?
Baby. Oh yeah.
I love the topic you're talking about. I've been stripping since roughly around 32.
And it's a progression of one long strip dance, or you've stripped many times?
I've worked many, many clubs. In fact, right now I roll around from club to club. I initially was in a band.
Because my life, my career, I've only strip-teased once, but it lasted 27 summers. I'm almost done.
I bet it did. I watched you several times with Van Halen.
See, I get most of my best moves from your community.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Where do you get yours?
for music.
What about, have you ever tried the National Geographic Channel?
No.
Because there's some great giraffe stuff I was checking out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Where are you dancing now?
Right now I'm at Diamonds in Ohio.
Diamonds in Ohio.
Yeah, I started out in the flats in Cleveland at the cabaret.
I think I know exactly. Yeah. I dropped close to $4,000 there one birthday.
Well, it wasn't on me.
No. I think I might have put it in your G-string, though.
Oh, really? I didn't see you there. I must have missed
it. You want to share a stripper story with me?
As in what?
Okay.
You want to randomly pick one out?
Do you have a good stripper story that you would like to share with us?
Gosh, boy.
Because I have one. You want to think of one while I tell mine?
Okay, you go ahead.
Because I was making a record up in Vancouver at the same studio, you know, where Aerosmith and AC/DC and Bon Jovi record their material.
Uh-huh.
It's called Little Mountain, which is kind of what I'm getting talking to you now. And,
Oh, yeah. You've got to
stick with me, baby. Stick with me. Stay with me, baby.
Okay,
and there was a pretty girl that I was squeezing. She was working in, we stayed in a hotel, and downstairs was a striptease club. Whoa, who's putting my schedules together?
Please, can I stop you for a minute?
1 second. And I went downstairs, and she said, why don't me and my friend, her girlfriend, who was wearing these cowboy chaps, go upstairs with me? So I did. And they both had close to $700 in small bills in their G-strings. And we started to, well, you know how I address this. I call it, let's get this ghetto chariot rolling. And when we finally pulled over, they were fast asleep with close to $1,500 glued all over our naked writhing bodies. It was the single most mind-roasting commercial experience I've ever had. Have you ever had an experience like that, darling?
Me to sleep?
I beg your pardon?
Could I get you to call me every night and put me to sleep?
No, you're not going to go to sleep.
Well,
we're going to jump on the love train.
Yeah,
I'm going to get Tommy Lee's new version of the love train.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to pump it.
Uh-huh.
No, the music.
Is that it? Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Let's go again. I'm rested.
I'm
here we
still
go.
50, and I'm still doing it, and a lot of clubs.
Let me ask you this.
Huh.
Are there fellas who prefer our age group?
Actually, a lot of them, yeah.
Because I find that there's a lot of girls who prefer our age group.
Uh-huh.
And you're saying that this is how you make your living.
No, I'm actually an artist. I moonlight.
You're a BS artist, you little slut.
No, I'm an artist. Really, I am in many forms.
Shut up, you tot little
in
tramp.
Many, many forms.
Knock it off, you sultry little strumpet.
Oh, keep on. It's very exciting.
I'm gonna make you feel like the pancake when the syrup hits.
Oh, really?
Play to her soft there, Brian. Go ahead, play soft for us. Don't go away.
Take this. Take that. Take this and that. Now take it again. Now take that again.
Okay. I'm getting ready to trace that tan line with my tongue like it was a Union Oil map. Tell me what city I'm going to again, friend.
You're going to Sandusky, Ohio, home of Cedar Point. So what do you think of this whole striptease thing? Does Animal own Crazy Girl?
He might as well.
Oh, really?
He certainly holds the spiritual mortgage.
Yeah?
He carries all the emotional baggage. He's shouldered all the allegations. All we need is you to show up. Homeboy will rock your nation large.
Well, I suppose you've never had a lap dance.
Go again, baby. We missed the last four syllables.
I said, I suppose you've never had a lap dance for me.
I don't, or I would recollect. Let me see the top of your skull.
Really? You're quite the BSer. Do you know this?
No, baby. This just cuts my foreplay in half.
I guess.
Well, I know you're thinking, Dave, music soothes the savage beast, but in this case, you probably prefer a revolver. Is that true, baby?
Come again.
Don't put your finger on the trigger unless you intend to pull it, baby.
Oh, honey.
You produce it, you better use it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, okay. How much do you charge per chorus?
How much do I charge? Are you talking more than just going into a bar?
No, darling. I'm aware that there's no sex in the champagne room, so I installed one in my flat downtown.
You did? Yeah. I think you're a pretty wild guy.
Nah. You're wild.
No.
I'll be encouraging.
I've heard a lot of rumors about you.
And they're probably all true. Where do you want to start?
I'm sure they are.
Get in line, you little sultry tramp.
Get in line? Is there even a line left? I mean, come on, you're 50 years old. Is there even a line left?
You're really good.
Hello?
Yes?
Has the animal ever done a lap dance for you? I'd like to hear that one.
Actually, darling, do you have children?
Yes, I do.
And do they strip?
No, they don't.
Do you have young daughters?
Yes, I do.
Are they like my favorite scotch, over 21, but do they look 12?
Oh, my God.
Truthfully, that's the only way I drink my scotch. But you know what? Yeah. You strike me as a very clever young lady. Will you give your phone number to the fellas in back there? Look at Alberto. He's hovering.
We're gonna
have to peel Al like a bumper sticker off that plate glass window.
Do you ever quiet down enough for anybody to talk?
And come the day I meet you.
To you.
You're going to have to peel me off like a bumper
You're
sticker.
Just all talk. Oh, my God.
Did you have a thought?
Did I have a thought?
You know what that is, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Which end do you want the thought from?
Well, how about you whistle Running with the Devil the hard way, baby?
You know. You tell me.
Okay. Did you have a thought?
Do I have a thought concerning what? You?
No, darling. You called me.
Yes, I did.
And?
I called to respond to you.
And I'm having a very, very positive response.
And I just wanted everybody to know that a lot of women think their career is over pretty young in striptease. And it's not. And in fact, we tend to get a bad rap. We really do.
You know what I think? I think I agree with you. I can't wait to meet you. Your soul and your spirit alone will make it walk like it talks. Do you agree?
You are so full of BS. So full of BS.
Get it. Okay, well, we heard there from the First Class Stripper Nation. I want to hear from our kids. What's it like growing up with mom like that? Could be good. Could be great.
David Lee Roth, mornings, 92.3 Free FM.